Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Good to be with you. Beautiful day. If you want to talk about the NFL draft and how the Bills did with us, now's perfect. 803-0550 is how to reach us. I'm sad that it's over, but it's good in life to find balance. And there wasn't much balance here.
No.
In the last while.
No. I'm sad it's over too, but yeah, you know, on to the next thing. We lived and loved.
I mentioned before the update, could Buffalo host the draft? I wouldn't
yes.
want to say no to that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. In fact, I had a lot of thoughts on Saturday watching the draft. This was one of them because I mentioned, I think, on Thursday and then on Friday, like, Detroit's having a very good weekend. Like, I think Detroit looked great. The river, the downtown, like, the fan, it looked good on TV. And I thought, like, well, yeah, we should try for that, but it's too bad our stadium's not downtown, was one thought I had. And then I'm glad my brain did this. I went, wait a minute, wasn't the draft in Kansas City last year? Like, their stadium is sort of like ours. It's out, yep. just out, you know, it's in the suburbs. And so, like, yep. that doesn't have to be a deal breaker. The fact that Green Bay is hosting it should tell you all you need to know about hotel rooms and stuff. Like, I would think if Green Bay, Wisconsin can handle the NFL draft.
Very small.
Then Buffalo, New York, even if you need Southern Ontario mixed in here, whatever. Like, we should be able to swing that. So, I think we should be striving for that. And maybe that's a little piece that, or not that little a piece, maybe it's something that comes along with the stadium when it actually opens, whether you're having it at the stadium itself, but like a reward. Hey, Bills, way to get with it in the 21st century. You've got your new stadium. Here's an NFL draft. Because the Super Bowls to me is a pipe dream, but the draft,
it's warmer.
You should be able to get to that.
The draft,
yeah,
it's warmer
sure.
weather.
Yeah, not perfect though. Like Detroit, that's a key for Detroit. Like Detroit had, I don't know what the temperature was, but certainly Thursday and Friday it looked beautiful out, And that's a plus, you know, but, you know, late April, you never know what you're going to get.
One of these years it rained. These recent draft outdoor festival years,
yeah.
It rained. Well, it would seem fun to strive for. One thing that's funny about the draft is when the politicians are involved during the picks.
Mm.
So the first night, they had the mayor of Detroit. By the way, a former mayor of Detroit has been on our show.
Kwame Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it. Controversial figure.
Yes.
But that's a long time ago. We were in Detroit for Super Bowl 40. That's how old we are. We were little kids, though, actually. They let us host the show in those years. I was 8. What would that make you?
The show was 20. Simulcast on Nickelodeon.
That we were so young. So they had the mayor of Detroit, anyway, on Thursday night come out. And, you know, Goodell always gets booed. It's so played out, but it's just going to happen every time. Just, you know, put Goodell out there. They put Goodell out there with members of the armed forces, you know, military men and women.
And then here come the Lions legends.
And the Lions legends. And there's like the booing is there, but, you know, they make it hard for you.
I really don't want to be booing Calvin Johnson right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have that. And then the mayor of Detroit, they put Barry Sanders on with him. Barry Sanders had already been on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably felt like, for the mayor, I don't even know anything about this mayor, but they probably felt like he could use Barry Sanders, because people are not going to want to boo Barry Sanders. Oh, you got us. We only came here to boo politicians, but now look what you've done. You're making that very hard for me. The governor of Michigan did a pick on Saturday, and she was out there alone. And they started to boo. I didn't know what was happening. I was in the kitchen and heard booing and went out to the TV like, oh, okay, well, it's a politician, so
right. We
have booing. But they had her announce that they had reached 700,000 fans. And then the fans are like, oh, I guess I can't boo that.
You would be booing us.
Then you're booing yourself, right. But then they went back to booing her.
Yeah.
And she quickly spat out the Lions pick, whoever it was. So the Lions are an interesting team. Now, took a long time, but they became an interesting team.
Yep.
That they make, you know, they last year they got very excited about their picks when they got Gibbs.
And Jack Campbell.
And Sewell.
Yeah.
And Jack Campbell, right? Sewell was the chase year.
Yes.
Penei Sewell.
Yes.
And now it's kind of seen as a team that kind of is all over the road when it comes to the draft. But they have a personality right now.
Yeah, they do. And they all were wearing Dan Campbell jerseys on that Friday, or was that Saturday? Saturday? Saturday's like casual dress day. If you didn't notice, I don't know. Like, I don't know how. I know I saw some of it. You know, war rooms. It just looked like a lot of jeans and, like, you know, not quite t-shirts, but was not suits and ties like it was on Thursday night.
It's interesting, I think, to try to measure the enthusiasm in the draft rooms. Is it genuine? Is it just rampant? Is it split? Is it whatever the Falcons room looked like when the GM seemed to have to explain the pick to the owner who couldn't believe it?
Wait, you just took a quarterback? I thought we just paid Kirk Cousins $100 million. What are we doing here?
When they showed the Bills, so this would have been Friday night, because there was never a Bills pick on Thursday night, trying to remember where I was when I saw it, it seemed the enthusiasm was faint. I didn't get the sense that everybody was that excited.
Hmm.
But, you know, how can you really tell unless you're in there?
It's really tough to tell.
But, you know, you see people usually stand up and shake hands. One of the teams, it was the Chargers, maybe. Doesn't matter. There was I had, for some reason, my eyes went to this younger man in the back who was maybe one of the scouts. And everybody sort of got up together looking a little bit awkward. And then the head coach comes around. Maybe it was Denver. The head coach comes around and, like, you're hoping for that handshake, you know, you're hoping for the, and he sort of put his hand out, but whoever it was, I don't remember, the guy just walked kind of past him.
Mm. It had to be Harbaugh. Hey, that sounds like Harbaugh.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
I had one. Are you open to maybe the most frivolous complaint about the draft coverage that you've ever heard?
I'm begging for it.
This dawned on me. I think Thursday, I realized it, but I didn't, like, fully formulate the thought. It might have been because I was too busy staring slack-jawed at my TV when the Bills traded their pick to Kansas City, and they drafted a guy I wanted the Bills to draft. I'm not bitter. One of the logos that was used on ESPN pretty prominently. I don't know if it was every pick, but like they'd have these, you know, these crowd shots, and there'd be the 2024 NFL draft logo, and there were like engines were a part of the logo.
Okay.
And now the draft is in Detroit, right?
Yes, that's
Motor
correct.
City.
Yes.
Motor City. Okay. Those are motors. I'm 99.9% sure of this. Were motorcycle engines.
Uh-oh.
Detroit is famous for auto manufacturing. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is famous for, well, Harley-Davidson, and if you're talking about American motorcycle manufacturing, that's home base, Milwaukee. If the draft were in Milwaukee, which would be weird because there isn't an NFL team in Milwaukee and Green Bay doesn't even dabble there anymore, then you've got motorcycle engine logos for your NFL draft coverage. Like, to some extent, I got pretty loose at a bar on Saturday while I was like,
hello.
I'm yelling. My wife is sitting next to me going like, oh my God, I married you. I'm like, it's a motorcycle engine. If I'm from Detroit, I'm slighted. We are the Motor City. We are the hub of American motor car manufacturing, automobile manufacturing. You've got motorcycle engines on the logo for the draft. What are we doing? I kept going. I'm like, somebody was in charge of this and used AI. I need a motor logo. Uh-oh. And here comes it. Oh, that looks good. We can fit our ESPN stuff on there real nice. And the draft. Okay, let's just use that. And no one said, hey, those are motorcycle engines, not car engines. What are you doing? Man. That was terrible. Come on. What are you doing? ESPN, get it together. Motor City.
This was the ESPN.
This was ESPN's coverage. Had these
mistake.
Motorcycle engines. It just really, really annoyed me.
Well,
I won't be
surprised to know that I would not have caught that.
I'm yelling. Right. I don't know that how many people would. There were, you know, exhaust pipes and like whatever. It's clearly a motor.
I think NFL Network is much better.
So habitual.
Are you going to say the same thing? Have we talked about this specific thing? Thursday night, we both went home Thursday night, right? My wife was out of town. I needed to be home. So first time in many years I watched the draft from home. NFL Network, didn't even think twice about it. I like Eisen. You know, I don't like everybody the most on there, but, you know, it's fine. That's what I wanted to watch. Didn't even really think it through. NFL Network. And then Friday night I went to a friend's house. And he had, the Bills were picking as I was parking at his driveway. He had ESPN on, but during commercials, he was kind of flipping. He went to the hockey game, and he went to different things. And then he went back to the draft, but he put on NFL Network. And he and I almost at the same moment, right away, said, this looks so much better. Hmm. There was something about, you wouldn't have to think this, but there was something about the design of the screen and the graphics and the colors. I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
whatever, maybe it's different things. But it just looked sharper and better. And he said, I would watch this, but for Mel.
Right. Yeah.
He watches ESPN for Mel Kiper.
Yes, I'm the same. Because it's not, I mean, everybody else has changed out over the years here. You know, it's Louis Riddick, who's, you know, has his moments. I don't even know Mike Greenberg was in there Friday or Saturday. Was he Thursday night? I can't even remember who hosted it Thursday night. Anyway, it's Mel. It's the Mel Kiper show. Like, that's where I want to be. For a long time, that was Berman, too, before he retired, and that's been many years now. And I realized it's Mel Kiper. I even walked in Thursday night to watch round one, and Owen was in there and had the draft on, and I said, like, what channel are we watching? Like, is this ESPN or not? I mean, this was Friday night. Whatever. Either way, it was a moment where he had draft coverage on. I'm like, nope, wrong channel. It's Mel. I need Mel.
Is he still good?
I don't think I can really tell you. I don't think I'm objective about it.
I am a Mel fan.
He's a comfortable pair of jeans to me. I need Mel Kiper. It's the draft. As long as he's walking and talking and breathing and doing that, I'm going to watch him. I think that's it.
Did you know that he doesn't have a cell phone?
I did not know that, no.
It's your new favorite thing to know in life, isn't it? Yes. That Mel does not have a cell phone. I say Mel like we ever talk. It's been too long for me to be able to get away with that. I was listening to an Establish the Run podcast, as I often do, and they had Jordan Reed on from ESPN. And Adam Levitan's first question, like before we get started, or maybe it was Evan Silva, those are the two hosts. One of them said, before we get started, I got to ask you, is the rumor true that Mel Kiper does not have a cell phone? And he said, that's true. What you do is you call his home phone and leave a message. And depending on how you rate with him is when he'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Jordan Reed, was saying, I've gotten to a point, I'm happy to say, where he'll pretty much call me right back. I don't know. Like that might vary.
Yeah.
But you have to leave him a message, and then he'll call you back on his landline. I mean, that can be true of anybody, and it's sort of, he puts a smile on your face. You know, it's good for you, right? Good for you. Mel Kiper would have the kind of life, job, where, I mean, he's farming information all the time. Maybe he has a staff do it. I don't know. But, you know, think about like Jay Glazer, somebody like that.
Living without a cell phone.
Can you imagine him just not always having a cell phone on at all times in his life? Just, and he's somebody, he's kind of considered like the sharpest, you know, the best at scoops and things. You would just think that those people would always be ready to answer your call, your text, or something.
Yeah. And further, even have multiple phones. Like, you know, home version of, not a landline.
So
but
many
like,
phones.
But like, just a phone that's like, this is the phone I talk to my wife and kids on, and friends and whatever, friends and family phone. And then there's three work phones.
Like, right.
I don't, just like, you know.
Or 32.
Right.
One for each team.
I don't know. Like, just that I expect that guy to have like a construction worker belt with phone holsters all over it, not no phones.
Right, helmet phones even.
Right,
helmet cell phones.
There you go.
Mini helmet phones.
Mini helmet phones with ice cream sundaes in them.
I want
Sorry,
the mini
I'll stop now.
Mini helmet phones. Yeah. Yes, but you know it's a great weekend.
Except we didn't draft enough receivers.
Drafted one receiver. They couldn't even spare a pick for Malik Washington in round 5. I mentioned Brendan Rice earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, day 3. It's day 3 guys. But, you know, still. Malik Washington went to Miami in the 6th round, which was pretty late. He wasn't. Where was he? Like consensus, maybe put him in the 3rd or 4th.
Yeah,
I would say. Just, you know, you get to round 5 and you're looking at depth at that point. I don't know. Bring one more guy in to make it interesting, and maybe the Bills will still do that with a veteran. I mean, even Quintez Cephas. I mean, have you ever started him in fantasy football? No. He was suspended for a gambling violation
last year. Yep.
You know, not big, not fast. He has something like 37 catches, I think, in the league for Detroit, if I remember the number right. But you still have
Michael Thomas,
Tyler Boyd, Michael Thomas, right. Renfro, someone else I always forget about that I want to include on that list. Are they going to sign? And you could have, maybe there's still a trade to be made. Filippone is tweeting today about the Steelers and the Niners. Like, he's got somebody telling him that there's still active conversations mm-hmm. between those two teams. It does feel like you said earlier, not that it has to be too late, but that you don't want to count on it at this point. You never really can, but especially after the draft when most of the dust is settled, you're not going to be thinking about it, trades.
I mean, on one hand, I guess it might make sense if they didn't feel the need to do another, like pick another guy, another receiver, I mean, that they maybe have, you know, because they suspect that they're going to be able to do something, you know, something outrageously large, something very small, whatever, that maybe that's out there. And that's why they didn't pick another guy, because we like this and we're going to, you know, explore that area. But I'll tell you, I'm more of the mind, and this is just fatigue of multiple off seasons over off seasons, of Odell Beckham Jr. and DeAndre Hopkins and Von Miller's Instagram and, like, you know, what does this mean? You know, I don't want to spend any more of my free time recognizing that I have a job to do here, but pining for them to go grab this guy or that guy. Maybe they'll get a guy, but I don't want to pay attention to it. I just feel like we've wasted a lot of time, not arguing, but like pondering whether or not that would be a good idea.
I sort of, maybe this is mostly what you mean. Like, I feel that personally, because you can feel like maybe you sound like a sucker or something.
Right,
you're sitting around talking about.
That's exactly what I mean.
But it's also, it probably is a good question for tomorrow, you know, like, is this really it?
Are you all set here? Yeah. And if so.
I mean, when Diggs was traded, Bean, for me, and I think for many fans, had earned has to be some. You and I both went on shows, like, well, there probably has to be another move coming.
Right.
And there wasn't. Past tense, as of now, anyway, there wasn't. And then the draft, it's down to round two, and it's one guy. So, I don't know. What is it to say? What are you saying if you think he's done? I mean, you can talk about the odds of it being true based on what usually happens in football, mm-hmm. that it's probably vacation time for teams. You're coming up pretty quick, you know, mini camps and whatever, but the time for shuffling the roster is over. But does maybe even that sell him short? I don't know. I know it can be an annoying conversation. You don't want to sort of be out there every day talking about this, but I might want to do a little bit of it
mm-hmm.
before you forget. This is hockey, too. We do this with hockey, too. Like, the draft happens, and there's all this kind of speculation, and then, like, the next day, like, well, why didn't they trade it for a goalie, or wasn't there supposed to be? And then, like, they're all going to Aruba pretty soon after that.
Or Muskoka.
Aruba or Muskoka, and you know, like, this is your last chance probably to have this conversation, and then 1 year you sort of give up on it, and they trade for Jeff Skinner in
August. Right.
So, I guess it's always open. You can't be a 12-month-a-year, 365-day-a-year league if there isn't the possibility of a trade on, like, you know, June 5th or something. Well, maybe we'll get into that tomorrow. Today we had the pleasure of catching up with Mike Tanier, who did draft grades on every team. What did he give the Bills? And who was his favorite of their picks? Stay tuned for that and more after this here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.